But then there's this basal-like breast cancer that's a new terminology for us clinicians. But we know those women, very highly proliferative. Ki-67 is up around 90%. ERPR, HER2 negative. About half of those are EGFR positive. Interestingly, about half.
Those are the, quote, triple negatives?
Those are the triple negatives. And a recent publication by Nielsen and colleagues, again, from the Peru group in clinical cancer research this August, they took their microarray data from the basal-like breast cancers, and they said, how can we make this more user-friendly and try to do this on paraffin? How can we identify these basal-likes on paraffin? And what they found was that you had to start off with ERPR, HER2 negative, and then if the breast cancer was either EGFR positive on IHC or cytokeratin 5-6 positive on IHC, that you had identified the basal-like subset that matched up with the microarray analysis. So that's a new group for us. Melody Coble and colleagues have a abstract here that was in the poster discussion section yesterday showing up to 64% EGFR overexpression in the basal-like breast cancers. The Nielsen paper found a 44% expression. So that really becomes a new target for those patients. And we, among others, Lisa Carey and colleagues in the UNC SPOR, interested in looking at anti-EGFR therapy in those patients along with cisplatin, which preclinically appears to be sort of the most established agent against this basaloid group of breast cancers.
What kind of anti-EGFR do they want to look at?
I'm not exactly sure what they will be looking at. We are considering doing an Erbitux trial ourselves, and I think they're pursuing a couple of different lines, but they're going to look at cisplatin, I believe, as a single agent, last I spoke with Lisa, with anti-EGFR in their SPOR, and it might actually be a SPOR consortium study, actually.
That's fascinating. So maybe we just, because there's so few of these patients, we really couldn't separate them out and think about looking at these kinds of strategies.
Yeah. It's been so difficult because we've just put everybody onto these adjuvant and metastatic trials, and depending on your mix, you would get very disparate response rates in the metastatic setting or, you know, disease-free and survival improvements, just depending on your mix of patients.
Well, we are going to get back to clinical research or clinical care, but I've got to ask you, what about the subset you just mentioned that has a normal genomic pattern with breast cancer? What's going on there, do you think?
I don't know. If you look at the microarray analysis, it falls between the luminal B and the HER2 group. So whether that is going to actually remain as a separate subtype, I'm not sure. My understanding is that additional work really needs to be done to sort out whether that is a unique subset or whether that actually is a continuum, because this is all going to be a continuum. Just like in the genomic health, the recurrence score is
right.
Not a dichotomous
right.
variable. It's
right.
a continuum. So whether that really represents a continuum between the luminal B transitioning increasingly to more growth factor-driven breast cancer, I'm not sure, Neil, but that's where it falls in the gene spectrum. So my understanding is it's still questionable whether that really represents a unique subset.